farmers now have to observe the time between when they spray the pesticide and the time of harvest. Before, I've been doing interviews with farmers and they talk about before they were sort of introduced to this concept of safe vegetables, they could spray whatever type of pesticide they wanted, and they could spray it, you know, right up to a couple of days before harvest. And so obviously these vegetables were getting into the market and they were quite heavily contaminated with pesticide residues.
According to Luke Simmons, one of the main differences with safe vegetable production are the strict spraying procedures that farmers must follow before selling their produce.
Following some well-publicised pesticide poisoning cases, etc., in the newspapers, farmers have started to become aware, and certainly consumers have become aware of the dangers of overuse of pesticides and the incorrect use of pesticides. So they're starting to now turn to what is called safe vegetable production, particularly in the areas around some of the major cities.
What percentage of vegetables are safe at the moment in Vietnam?
Well, I'm not sure for the whole of the country. My research is focusing in South Vietnam around Ho Chi Minh City. But I know for Ho Chi Minh City, there is the current supply of safe vegetables is said to only meet about 30% of the demand. So there is a huge scope to increase the production of safe vegetables, and the Ho Chi Minh City provincial government have actually are attempting to do this at the moment.
The Agricultural Extension Centre of Ho Chi Minh City, along with the Department of Plant Protection, are the main driving forces behind this program to educate Vietnamese farmers on safe vegetable production. These organisations help the farmers through grants and training to make the transition easy into growing their own vegetables.
Most farmers that I've spoken to are concerned with their own health. They're concerned with the health of the community, and once they receive some training and some knowledge on the dangers of pesticide use or the misuse of pesticides, they are quite interested in switching over to safe vegetable production. Overall, I think it is definitely a step in the right direction, but there are some challenges, and I think it's only part of the story.
What are the challenges that you were just talking about then that the Vietnamese face?
For safe vegetable farmers in around the city, it's largely a challenge for land and labour. As you're probably aware, Ho Chi Minh City and Vietnam economy in general has been growing at an incredible rate in the last decade, second only to China. And so for young people, there is a strong draw to go and work in industrial zones, to go and work in the city, in jobs that are either perceived to be better paying or easier than the life of a farmer. So most of the farmers I have interviewed are into their 40s and 50s. The average age is probably around 45 for the farmers that I've been interviewing. So it seems like certainly in these inner areas, close to the urban areas, there is it's very hard to get enough labour for the farmers. The land prices are going up. A lot of farmers are being moved off their land to make way for industrial development close to the city. So these are some of the challenges they face. Obviously, there's the technical challenges on how to grow food using less pesticides and appropriate amounts of fertiliser. There is the challenge of selling the produce, of course, which is one that many farmers are concerned about, is how to get a fair price for their produce. How do farmers maintain a standard of living that's comparable to other sectors of the Vietnamese society? So these are challenges that they face, and in a lot of cases there's no easy answers for them.
Luke Simmons is confident these programs will make a big difference to Vietnam.
They're definitely moving towards using much less toxic pesticides, only applying them when absolutely necessary, which is some of the principles behind integrated pest management, and also using these biopesticides, which are much safer for humans in a lot of cases. So I think it's a very positive thing in terms of moving towards a more sustainable agriculture, so to speak, and helping farmers to get better profit, more stable profit, and also protecting the health of the whole society. So I think it's a very positive step.